Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace, love, and mercy. We thank you for all that you have done for us. Thank you for what you're doing in our lives and situations. Thank you for everything your mighty hand will still do for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for your blessings upon our lives. Thank you for how you have made everything to work together for our good. Thank you for defending us when we appeared to be defenseless. Thank you, Father. Thank you for helping us when we appeared to be helpless. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for opportunities you are creating for us. And we thank you for helping us to embrace those opportunities to rise into success and to greatness. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for doors you have opened unto us, and you have caused us to see those doors and to walk in through them. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for a great future you have prepared for us. Thank you for a glorious future you have set ahead for us. And we know that you will take us into that future. Be thou exalted forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your divine provisions we enjoy daily. We thank you because you have met us at the point of our needs. You have not allowed us to be stranded. You have not allowed us to beg before we eat. You have been so faithful. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for what you do among us every time we come together to pray on this platform. We thank you because you always strengthen us. You always encourage us. You always revive us. You always help us. You always visit us. You always touch us. You always transform our lives. Every time we come here to pray, you always heal us, restore us, deliver us. Thank you, Father. And Lord, we know that you will do even more than that tonight as we seek you. I ask, Father, that you visit us again tonight. Fill this place with your presence. Fill this place with your power. Fill this place with your glory. Let your Holy Spirit energize us to pray unto victory even today, even tonight, in the name of Jesus. Let your Holy Spirit give us utterances of victory that we may speak forth by the Holy Spirit and get victorious while doing so. Father, let it be so even as we pray right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, because we know you will do beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. I believe the Lord is going to help you if you also believe. We are going to take some worship songs before we go into prayer points. We love thee, Lord. We love thee, Lord. Yes, we love thee, Lord. You are God. We love you, Lord. We love thee, Lord. We love thee, Lord. Yes, we love thee, Lord. You are God. We love you, Lord. We love thee, Lord. We love thee, Lord. Yes, we love thee, Lord. You are God. We are grateful. Oh Lord, we are grateful. Oh Lord, for all you have done for us. Hallelujah. We grateful, oh Lord, we are grateful, Lord, we are grateful, oh Lord, you have been so good, we are grateful, oh Lord. You have been so kind for all you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful, oh Lord. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You are the Mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. There is none holy as the There is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God. There is none holy as the Lord. There is none, there is none holy as the Lord. For there is none beside thee, neither is there a any rock like our God. There is none holy as the Lord. Hallelujah, Hosanna. 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 What manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. What manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. He made the storm to cease. Hallelujah. He made the dead to rise. Hallelujah. He made the lame to walk. Hallelujah. He made the blind to see. Hallelujah. Sing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. He is Lord. He is Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Oh, He is Lord, He is Lord over principalities. He is Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. He is the Lord forever. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ, He is the Lord. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Father. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. Come down, O Lord, and manifest your power. 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 Right now, we need you, Lord. Manifest your power. Come down, O Lord, and manifest your power. Come down, Jesus. Manifest your power. Come down, O Lord, and manifest your power. Jesus, you are here. Father, you are here. Holy Ghost, you are here. You are here. For us, Jesus, you are here. Savior, you are here. Holy Spirit, you are here. You are here for us, oh Jesus. You are here, Savior. You are here, Holy Ghost. You are here. You are here for us. For us. Holy Spirit. Spirit of God, come and reign. Holy Spirit, Spirit of God, come and reign in our lives. Holy Spirit, come and reign. Come, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, come and reign.
Holy Spirit, Spirit of God,
Holy Spirit, Spirit of God, come and reign. Holy Spirit, Spirit of God, Holy Spirit, Spirit of God, come and reign in our midst. Holy Spirit, come and reign. Spirit of the living God, Holy Spirit, come and reign. Yes, you are the Lord,
Most High,
Most High. Yes, you are the Lord,
Most High,
Most High. Yes, you are the Lord,
Most High.
Most High,
yes, you are the Lord.
Yes, you are the Lord. Most High,
all sufficient God,
all sufficient God.
Most High,
Most High,
all sufficient God,
all sufficient God. Most High,
miraculous God,
miraculous God.
Most High,
Most High, miraculous God. Most High, you are glorious, so glorious in your ways.
You're glorious in your ways.
You are glorious, so glorious in your ways.
Jesus, you are glorious in your ways.
You are glorious, so glorious in your ways.
You are powerful in your ways.
You are powerful, so powerful in your ways.
You are terrible in your ways. You're dangerous.
You are terrible, so terrible in your ways. Yahweh, 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 Yahweh.
Yes, Lord.
Yahweh,
you are glorious,
so glorious in your ways.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Begin to worship Him. Begin to worship Him. Praise Him. Glorify Him. Adore Him. Worship Him. Exalt Him. He is the Almighty God. He is
Almighty God, so full of power, so full of grace, so full of mercies, so full of righteousness, so full of truth, so full of dominion, so full of victories, we worship you, Father. You are greater than all. You are mightier than all. There is no end to your reign. There is no end to your dominion. There is no end to your authority. We worship you, King of Israel. We worship you, El Shaddai. We worship you, El Elyon. We worship you, Adonai. Jesus, we worship you. Jesus, we worship you. Jesus, we worship you. Jesus, we praise you. Jesus, we praise you. Miracle worker, way maker, mountain mover, great physician, great deliverer, great helper, mighty Savior. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord, for there is none like you. For there is none like you in glory. There is none like you in greatness, in strength. There is none like you, Father. In wisdom, there is none like you. In great authority and power, there is none like you. You are above all, and you will forever be above all. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. You have decreed the end of all things even before they began. We worship you, Father. 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 Your mighty hand smash your enemies in pieces. Your mighty hand destroys. Your mighty hand works miracles. Your mighty hand enforces your will to happen in the earth. Your mighty hand makes our lives beautiful. We worship you, Father. You have made your grace sufficient unto us. You have shown us great mercies. Blessed be your holy name. You have given us good health. Blessed be your holy name. You have given us your Holy Spirit. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you for everything. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises and thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's praises again. We are going to take this prayer of thanksgiving. We're going to say, Father, thank you for your mighty hand that is working in my life. We're going to say, Father, thank you for your mighty hand working in my situations. Thank you for your mighty hand performing your will in my life, enforcing your will in my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank God like that. Begin to thank God like that. Say, Father, thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for your mighty hand that is working in my days. Thank you, Father, for your mighty hand working in each hour of my life. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your mighty hand working in my environment, working in my career, working in my calling, working in my ministry, working in my destiny. Thank you for your mighty hand working in my body, working in my spirit, working in my soul. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your mighty hand working in my life and forcing your will to prevail, performing your will. Thank you, Lord, for your mighty hand. Thank you, Lord, for your mighty hand. Thank you, Lord, for your mighty hand. Nishiate sahar hashigagana. Thank you for your mighty hand. Nehesusasha niandishiate regla. Thank you, Lord, for your mighty hand. For your mighty hand is working in my life, and it is destroying the works of the devil. For your mighty hand is working in my life, and it is terminating shame and disgrace. For your mighty hand is working in my life, and it is moving my life forward. For your mighty hand is working in my life, and it is healing my sicknesses and diseases. For your mighty hand is working in my life, and it is setting me free. Thank you, Lord, for your mighty hand. Thank you, Lord, for your mighty hand that is working in me. That is working in me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your mighty hand of power is working great things for me. Thank you, Lord, for your mighty hand of power is working glorious things for me. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. I am going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the gates of heaven open in my life. Open over my life. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the gates of heaven open in my life, open in my environment, open upon my life, and let the gates of hell be shut down forever. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Jije ha ha ta shi da da ge ya. Hende da shi sa da shi an da da ta la la. Say, let the gates of heaven, let the gates of heaven open in my life. Let the gates of heaven open upon my life. Let the gates of heaven open in my environment. Let the gates of heaven open upon my life. Let the gates of hell be shut down forever. In my life, let the gates of hell be shut down forever. In my career, let the gates of hell be shut down forever. In my mind, let the gates of hell be shut down forever. In my soul, spirit, and body, let the gates of hell be shut down forever. Let the gates of heaven open in my life. And let the gates of hell close forever. As it is written, that whatsoever I bind in earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever I loose in earth shall be loosed in heaven. Therefore, let the gates of heaven open in my life. Let the gates of heaven open for my life. Let the gates of heaven open upon my life. And let the gates of hell be shut down forever. Enemy Gia Terra Susia Lava Shina Nagala and Deke Jesus Enemanashta. In my life, in my situations, let the gates of hell be shut down forever. In each hour of my life, in each day of my life, let the gates of hell be shut down forever. I believe you're praying like that. Let the gates of heaven open. Let the gates of heaven open. Over my finances, over my health, over my calling, over my ministry, let the gates of heaven open. Let there be showers of blessings. Let the gates of heaven open. Let the gates of heaven open. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Let the gates of heaven open over my spirit, man. Let the gates of heaven open over my soul. Let the gates of heaven open over my calling. Let the gates of heaven open over my family, over my marriage. Let the gates of heaven open there over the environment that I live. Let the gates of heaven open. Let the gates of heaven open. Let heaven rain fire. Let heaven rain victory. Let heaven rain blessings. Let heaven rain glory upon my life. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're still going to raise up your right hand. And you're going to pray like this. So I believe the gates of heaven have opened now. Yeah. I believe it has opened in your life. I believe it has opened over your life, over your finances, over your calling, over your destiny. So as the gates of heaven are opened right now, you're going to pray with your right hand raised up. You're going to pray. You're going to say, fire of God, consume every demonic activity going on in my life, making my life vulnerable for defeat. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to see fire of God. Consume every activity of demons going on in my life, making my life vulnerable to be defeated, making my life vulnerable for defeat. Destroy them now. Fire of God, destroy them now. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, say, fire of God, destroy activities of demons going on in my life to make my life vulnerable for defeat. Fire of God,
Destroy them now. Destroy them now. Destroy them now. Destroy them now. Demonic activities, witchcraft activities, marine spirit activities, serpentine spirit activities going on in my life to make my life vulnerable for defeat, be consumed by fire of God. Ninda di suziorushta milia derakta hasharadadanabala. Right now, in the name of Jesus, fire of God, consume them. As it is written, that for this purpose the Son of Man was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. For this purpose, Jesus was revealed to destroy the works of the devil. Fire of God, destroy every activity of demons going on in my life to make my life vulnerable for defeat, making my life vulnerable for captivity, making my life vulnerable for slavery and demonic control. Fire of God, destroy them now. Consume them now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Destroy them. Destroy them. Destroy them. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're still going to raise up your right hand. Yeah, you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, I command everything in my life that is against the will of God, every presence of darkness in my life, every presence of evil in my life, I command them to fly out of my life. Everything in my life that is not meant to be there, fly out in the name of Jesus. Receive wings and fly out. Fly out. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Everything in my life that is of the devil, I command you to fly out now. In the name of Jesus, everything in my life that is of the devil, every presence in my life that is of the devil, every seed of darkness, plantation of darkness, presence of darkness, I command you to fly out now. Fly out now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Fly out of my life. Fly out of my life. Fly out of my life. In the name of Jesus. Demonic presence. Satanic presence. Demonic plantation. Fly out of my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We're still praying. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your goodness begin to flood my life. You're going to say, Father, let your goodness flood my life. Or you can say, Father, flood my life with your goodness. Flood my life with your goodness. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, flood my life with your goodness. Flood my life with your goodness. Flood each day of my life with your goodness. As it is written, that surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. O Lord, flood my life with your goodness. Flood each day of my life with your goodness. In the name of Jesus, flood my life with your goodness. Flood my life. Flood my home. Flood my environment with your goodness. Flood my marriage with your goodness. Flood my career. Flood my calling with your goodness. Flood my life, O God, with your goodness. Thank you, Father. I decree over your life that from today, your entire days on earth shall be flooded with the goodness of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I repeat, from today, your entire days on earth, your entire days on earth shall be flooded with the goodness of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Just going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, I take dominion over the forces of darkness controlling the affairs of my life for evil. You're going to say, I take dominion, absolute dominion over the forces of hell controlling the days of my life for evil. I take dominion over them all in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. For Jesus have full dominion over them all. Therefore, I take dominion over them all. I take dominion over principalities. I take dominion over powers of darkness. I take dominion over forces of darkness.
I take dominion over witchcraft forces, controlling the affairs of my life for evil, manipulating the days of my life for evil. I take dominion over them. I take dominion over them, for Jesus is above all. Therefore, I take dominion over them all. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. I take dominion over them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let fire fall from heaven and destroy altars of darkness, speaking evil into my life and days. We're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let fire fall from heaven and destroy altars of darkness, speaking evil, declaring evil, pronouncing evil into my life and days. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Lejike kedatara. Inijisoromanijia dagalea. Mashtekan dida balashisya jinyada. Hene getela kanda dijia. Tana jisuziwalashta. Gentela kiriji tanada drishta. Mesuzioro dujila wata. Fire of God. I believe you're praying like that. Say, fire of God, fall upon them all. Consume them all. Let fire fall from heaven. Let fire fall from heaven. Let fire fall from heaven. Right now. Right now. Thank you, Lord. Let fire fall and destroy altars of darkness, projecting evil into my life and days. Altars of darkness, speaking evil into my life and days. Fire of God, consume them now. Fire of God, consume them now. Fire of God, consume them now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You need to understand that the kingdom of heaven has already captured the kingdoms of this world. The kingdom of heaven have already defeated and captured the kingdoms of darkness and the kingdoms of this world. So that is why Christians don't pray as though they are getting, how will I put it? Christians don't pray as though they are just going to get victorious. Christians pray
as one who is already victorious. So we are not fighting to win. We are fighting because we have already won. Yeah, that is how Christians fight. We are fighting battles that have already been defeated. So what we are doing is we are enforcing the victory that we already have. So we are not trying to be victorious because we are already victorious. We are just enforcing that victory. Yeah. Because we know we have the victory, so we are fighting. We are fighting because we know that we will win. Yeah. So there is nothing like we might win. There's nothing like that. There's nothing like we may win. No. That's not how Christians fight. It is sure that we will win because we have already won in Christ. Yeah, so you're going to pray. And that's the mindset through which you should approach spiritual warfare. If you approach spiritual warfare like someone who is trying to win, you will not win them. Yeah, because your faith will not be strong enough. But when you approach spiritual warfare as someone who has already won, yeah, and then you are now enforcing it, you are now bringing that victory into the physical realm, then you will be greatly victorious. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, let the kingdom of heaven arise from the midst of my life. You're going to say, let the kingdom of heaven arise from the midst of my life, and let my victory appear. Let the kingdom of heaven arise from the midst of my life, and let my victory appear. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that, because the kingdom of heaven have already defeated the forces of darkness fighting you. So all that needs to happen is for that kingdom to arise from the midst of your life. Say, in the name of Jesus, let the kingdom of heaven arise from the midst of my life. Let the kingdom of heaven arise from the midst of my days, from the midst of this very moment I am in, from the midst of my environment, from the midst of my situations, from the midst of my spirit, soul, and body. Let the kingdom of heaven arise. And let my victory appear. Let the kingdom of heaven arise. Let my victory appear. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Let the kingdom of heaven arise. Let the kingdom of heaven arise. Let the kingdom of heaven arise from the midst of my life, from the midst of my situations, from the midst of my body, from the midst of my soul, from the midst of my spirit, and let my victory appear in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I think I have said it before. The revelation God gave me about the presence of God's kingdom in the head. Yeah, I have shared it before. Yeah, and I'm going to repeat it now. The Lord showed me how His kingdom is in this head. Yeah, He showed me that His kingdom is not on head, as though you drop a ball on the ground, or as though it's not like the way your chair is in your sitting room. Yeah, we can say that your chair is in your room. Yeah. The Lord said that is not how His kingdom is in the head. So it's not as though the kingdom come into the head to stay in the head. Just like a ball falls, let's say a ball was thrown from the sky and it drops, and that ball drops on the ground of the head. Yeah, He said that is not how His kingdom is in the head. Yeah, He said His kingdom is greater than the head. I mean, if we are to measure it in length and breadth, yeah, He said His kingdom is greater than the head. So His kingdom cannot enter into the head to stay in the head. Yeah, that the way His kingdom is in the head is in a way of capturing, like let's say the head is like a grain of sand, yeah, and then God's kingdom is like a bucket full of water. I'm just giving you an example. I'm just trying to give you the picture that God showed me. So how God's kingdom is in the head is in this way. You see the head as a grain of sand, or see the entire universe as a grain of sand, and then the kingdom of God as a big bucket, maybe full of water or full of whatever. Yeah. So He said His kingdom has captured the head. And His kingdom has captured all the kingdoms of the head, all the kingdoms of darkness. Yeah, so that is how He is in the head. Yeah. He is in the head in a state of victory. God, the kingdom of God is in the head in a state of victory, in a state of dominion. So, yeah, so he is over them. He is over them. He is subduing them, subduing all the forces of darkness, all the kingdoms of this world. He is ruling over them all. and he's subduing them all. So whenever you pray, pray with that understanding. Yeah. Don't pray like the kingdom of God is not going to enter in the head. The angels will now enter into the head. No, that's not how. That is not how. Physically, it might look like that, but that is not how it happens. So it's not like they come in from the sky and enter. No, they have already captured everywhere. The kingdom of heaven already captured everywhere. So the kingdom of heaven is not trying to come in. Yeah, the kingdom of heaven already captured everything. So the head is inside the kingdom. So the kingdom can enter and come out anytime. In fact, the kingdom is in the head. Yeah, it's like they have captured the head. And not only that, they have captured all other kingdoms. So when you pray, you have to pray with that kind of faith. That is when your faith will become powerful. Or that is when your prayer will produce victory. So you're going to pray again. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the kingdom of heaven arise in my life. Or let the kingdom of heaven invade my life. Yeah. And let every kingdom of darkness be crushed in pieces. You're going to say, let the kingdom of heaven invade my life. So imagine the whole your life and the whole head is like a grain of sand. So is it difficult for the kingdom if a grain of sand is inside the bucket? Is it inside a bucket full of water? Is it difficult for that water to penetrate every part of that sand? Of course not. It's not difficult. So you're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the kingdom of heaven invade my life. And let every kingdom of darkness be crushed in pieces forever. Forever. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Gehashe sada hashida balala. Mashie suzia beta judia galagala. In the name of Jesus, let the kingdom of heaven invade my life. Let the kingdom of heaven, thank you, Lord, invade my life. Let the kingdom of heaven. Something is happening. As you're praying this prayer, I can see something happening right now. Like a chaos is happening in the realm of the spirit. The enemy, your enemies, they are running away. They are in trouble. They are confused. Continue to pray. Continue to pray. Say, in the name of Jesus, let the kingdom of heaven invade my life. Let the kingdom of heaven invade my destiny. Let the kingdom of heaven invade my calling, my environment, my ministry, my health. Let the kingdom of heaven invade my spirit, soul, and body. And let the kingdoms of darkness be crushed in pieces. Let the kingdoms of darkness oppressing my life be crushed in pieces. Let the kingdoms of darkness possessing my life be crushed in pieces. Let the kingdoms of darkness troubling my life be crushed in pieces. Continue to pray. Pray that prayer seriously. Say, let the kingdom of heaven invade my life. Nijike gehate siyala shina nada. Let ho shina nada sula. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let the kingdom of heaven invade every part of my life. Let the kingdom of heaven invade every part of my life. every part of my marriage, every part of my finances, every part of my ministry, my calling, my career, my gifts, my skills, my talents, my ministry. Let the kingdom of heaven invade all my life. And let the kingdoms of darkness oppressing my life be wasted. In the name of Jesus, let the witchcraft forces oppressing my life be wasted. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let the kingdom of heaven invade my environment. Let the kingdom of heaven invade the atmosphere of my life. Let the kingdoms of darkness ruling my life be wasted by the kingdom of heaven. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the forces of heaven begin to shake begin to shake the foundation of my life. We're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the forces of heaven begin to shake the foundation of my life, the foundations of my life, the roots of my life, for complete deliverance, for complete deliverance. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Hashedehasozashigalabala. Begin to say, let the kingdom, let the forces of heaven begin to shake the foundations, the roots of my life, for complete deliverance, for complete victory, for complete deliverance, in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray. Continue to pray. Say, in the name of Jesus, let the forces of heaven
the foundations of my life. Shake the roots of my life for complete deliverance. For complete deliverance. For complete breakthrough. For complete healing. For complete victory. Right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So let the forces of heaven, Mashia de Kataraga, let the forces of God's kingdom, let the forces of God's kingdom begin to shake the roots of my life, begin to trouble the foundations of my life, begin to shake the foundations of my life. As it is written, that the things that must be shaken shall be shaken away. Let everything that is not supposed to be my life be shaken away by the forces of heaven. It is written that the things that are shaken shall be shaken away. Everything that is not of God, everything that is not of God's kingdom in my life, let it be shaken away by the forces of heaven. Right now, in the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. Everything that cannot be found in Jesus, residing in my life, abiding in my life, let them be shaken away. Let them be shaken away. Let them be shaken away. Let them be shaken away by the forces of heaven. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Let them be shaken away by the forces of heaven. Let the forces of heaven shake the foundations of my life, the roots of my life, for complete deliverance right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Something great is going to happen in your life. Something great is going to happen in your life. Something glorious from heaven is going to happen in your life. You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, let the power and glory of heaven manifest in my life. For the release of greatness. Yeah, I'm going to see. Let the power and glory of heaven manifest in my life for the release of miracles, for the release of greatness, for the release of miracles, for the release of greatness. Begin to pray like that. Let the power and glory of heaven, let the power and glory of heaven
manifest in my life for the release of breakthroughs, for the release of miracles in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. The power and glory of heaven appear in my life, appear in my situation, appear in my environment, appear in my days. The power and glory of heaven manifest in my life for the release of mighty miracles, for the release of greatness in my life, for the release of greatness in my destiny. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Let the power and glory of heaven manifest now. Let the power and glory of heaven manifest now in my life. In the name of Jesus, for the release of uncommon blessings, uncommon favor, uncommon miracles, the power and glory of heaven manifest in my life now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray? Remember that I said that the kingdom of heaven has already captured this world. The kingdom of heaven have already captured the universe. The kingdom of heaven have already captured the kingdoms of darkness. The kingdom of heaven has already captured your life. Yeah. So, which means that anything the kingdom of heaven wants to do in your life is too easy. Anything that God wants to do in your life is too easy. Yeah. Yeah, I want you to mark that word, too easy. It's too easy. Why? Because they have already captured everything and everyone. So it is too easy for the will of God to happen in your life. If you think it's difficult, it's because you have been deceived, or you are the one deceiving yourself. But the truth remains that it is too easy for the kingdom of heaven to do their will in your life. It's too easy for the kingdom of heaven to do the will of God in your life, to perform the will of God in your life. I mean, it is too easy. Too easy. Yeah. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the kingdom of heaven invade my life to perform all the will of God for my life. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the kingdom of heaven invade my life to perform all the will of God for my life. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Let the kingdom of heaven invade my life. Let the kingdom of heaven invade my life. Let the kingdom of heaven invade my life. For the performance of all the will of God for my life and destiny. Let it happen now. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Let the kingdom of heaven invade my life now. Let the kingdom of heaven invade my life now. For the kingdom of heaven have captured everything and everyone. For the kingdom of heaven have conquered everything and everyone. Therefore, let the kingdom of heaven invade my life. For the performance of all the will of God for my life. Now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you see, there are things that your fears and doubts cannot change. Yeah. There are certain truths and realities that your fears and doubts cannot change. So which means that even if right now you don't believe in what I'm saying, it still does not change the fact that the kingdom of heaven has conquered everything and everyone. Yeah, so your fears cannot change it. Your doubts cannot change it. Your unbelief cannot change it. So if those things can't change it, then why can't you believe? Yeah, because it is forever true. It is forever real. Whether you believe or you don't. Whether you agree or you don't. So if your unbelief cannot change the supremacy of God's kingdom over every realm, whether visible or invisible, then why can't you believe? Yeah, if your unbelief cannot change this reality, so why can't you believe? Why can't you believe? So you're going to pray again. I have a strong feeling that God wants to visit your life and change many things. But if you still allow your doubts and unbelief or fear to rule over you, then you will lose a lot that He wants to do in your life at this time. So you're going to pray again. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, I connect my life. With all the benefits reserved in God's kingdom for me. You're going to say, I connect my life. I connect the journey of my life with all the benefits, with all the treasures, with all the inheritance reserved in God's kingdom for me.
I connect my life with them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Jesus, offer us something greater than the blessings of Abraham. Jesus, offer us something greater than what Abraham could receive from God for us. So Jesus, offer us equal inheritance that he has, or that he have in the kingdom. So he has given us access to everything that he has. So begin to say, I connect my life with the benefits, with the inheritance reserved for me in the kingdom of God. Say, I connect my life. I connect my destiny. I connect my ministry. I connect my calling. I connect my days with all the blessings and benefits and inheritance reserved in God's kingdom for me. I connect my life with them all right now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, when we newly started the prayer points, a few minutes ago, when I begin to mention the prayer points, I mentioned something like gates of heaven being opened in your life. Yeah, gates of heaven opening in your life. Yeah, remember that I said that heaven has encapsulated the earth, encapsulated the life of everyone on earth. So heaven is not just about something coming down from heaven. Coming down from the sky. Sorry. Heaven is not just about something coming down from the sky. And heaven has captured the whole earth. So meaning that God can come into your life from anywhere. He can come from the sky. He can come from under the ground. He can come from the atmosphere. Yeah. So it's not only that he has to come from the sky. Why? Because heaven has captured the whole earth. Yeah. So and God can enter into your life. The power of God can enter into your life. The grace of God can enter into your life. The glory of God can enter into your life through diverse portals. That is what I mean by gates of heaven. Through diverse ways. Yeah. So it's not always about something dropping from the sky. Yeah. No. It's not always about that. So you're going to pray. Yeah, I believe some gates of heaven needs to open in strategic place in your life. And once that gate opens, everything that has been stagnant in your life will begin to move forward. Yeah. Some portals of heaven needs to open in your life. And once they open, once they are opened, you begin to experience progress. In fact, very fast progress. Very fast progress. So you're going to raise up your right hand. Thank you, Lord. They're going to say, Holy Spirit, open the gates of heaven in every area of my life. Open the portals of heaven in every area of my life. And let my life move forward with speed. Thank you, Lord. Let my life move forward with speed. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Holy Spirit, open the gates of heaven. Open the gates of heaven in every part of my life. Open the gates of heaven in every area of my life. Open the portals of heaven in every place of my life, in every area of my life, and let my life move forward with speed. Let my destiny experience a great progress in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray that prayer point. Continue to pray that prayer point. Jisheke asabhashila dadana. Tashue sange juande kidabala. Holy Spirit, open the portals of heaven in my marriage, in my career, in my family, in my ministry, in my calling. Holy Spirit, open the gates of heaven in my environment, in my dwelling place, in this building. Holy Spirit, open the gates of heaven. Open the gates of heaven. Open the gates of heaven for divine visitations. Open the gates of heaven for divine interventions. Open the gates of heaven for divine revelations. Open the gates of heaven. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Say, Holy Spirit, open the gates of heaven in my life for the angels to come in. For the angels to enter my life. Holy Spirit, open the gates of heaven in my life. In the name of Jesus. For speedy progress. Open the gates of heaven in my life. In every area of my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, the reason why every time we are engaging heaven, engaging with heaven, the reason why we look up or we raise up our hands is because heaven is greater than all. Heaven is above all. Yeah. That is why we look up. It doesn't mean that when the power of God will manifest, it doesn't mean that we have to see it come from up. Yeah. It can come from anywhere. The power of God can manifest under the ground. The power of God can manifest in the depths of the sea. The power of God can manifest anywhere.
Yeah, but we lift up our eyes, or we lift up our hands to engage heaven, because heaven is always higher. Heaven is in the highest. Yeah, heaven is higher than all, greater than all. So it's a symbol, it's a sign of honor and praise. But heaven actually can appear from anywhere. That's the point. Heaven can manifest from anywhere, any realm, because they have captured every realm. The kingdom of heaven have captured everywhere, every realm. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, thank you, Lord. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the gates of heaven open within me for divine encounters with God, for divine encounters with God's angels. Let the gates of heaven open within me, open in the realm of my soul, open in the realm of my spirit, open in the realm of my body. Let the gates of heaven open. Thank you, Lord. Pray that prayer right now. Pray it seriously. Say, in the name of Jesus, let the gates of heaven open within me for divine encounters with God. For divine encounters with God. For divine encounters with God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. It is time you have encounters with the realm of God. It is time you have encounters with the realm of God's angels. It is time you have encounter with God's power, face to face. Say, in the name of Jesus, let the gates of heaven open within me. Thank you, Lord. Let the portals of heaven open within my spirit. Let the portals of heaven open within my soul. Let the portals of heaven open within my body for encounter with God. For encounter with God's power. For encounter with God's angels. For encounter with God's realms. In the name of Jesus, for encounter with God's voice, for encounter with God's revelations, let the gates of heaven open within me. Yeah, the kingdom of God wants to manifest in you. The kingdom of heaven wants to manifest inside of you. Talk to God. Pray. Say, in the name of Jesus, let the gates of heaven open within me for encounters with God. Let the gates of heaven open within me. I don't know if you really want to have an encounter with God. For encounters with Jesus. Let the gates of heaven open within me for encounter with God's power, for encounters with God's angels, for encounters with divine revelations, for encounters with God's voice. Let the gates of heaven open within me now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. As you have said those words, it is done in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah. We are still praying. Yeah. Also, when I began to mention the prayer points a few minutes ago, I also talked about the gates of hell being closed up forever. The gates of hell being shut down forever. Yeah. I remember when God began to draw me closer to himself so that I can learn of him in practical ways. I mean, so that I can learn of him face to face, so that I can know him intimately. God began to show me the gates of hell in my life. He began to show me the gates of hell in my life. And he began to tell me that these gates must be shut down for you to really know me, for you to really know my kingdom. So he began to show me those gates of hell that are opened in my life. Yeah. So in the same vein, if there are gates of hell opened in your life, it will always be difficult for you to know God. Yeah. It will always be difficult for you to grow spiritually. You will keep falling into sin. You will keep falling into captivities. Yeah. If gates of hell are opened in your life. I remember Jesus prayed for the early apostles. He said, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against them. So you're going to pray. Do you know that even in your mind, there are gates of hell there? Just a single thought in your mind that you have allowed, that you have permitted, can open up thousands of demons into your life. Just a single thought you allowed in your mind can open up thousands of demons to flood your life. And when your life is so full of darkness, how can you know God? How can you know God? So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, shut down every gate of hell in my life. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, shut down every gate of hell in my life that is causing darkness and demons to flood my life.
that is causing captivities and oppressions to flood my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, shut them down. Shut them down. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray. Every form of sin addiction is a gate of hell. Sexual addictions is a gate of hell. Addiction to sins, all forms of sins, they are gates of hell. Addiction to lies, to pride, whatever they are gates of hell. Begin to say, fire of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Shut down every gate of hell, allowing darkness and demons to flood my life. Shut them down. Shut them down. Shut them down. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire of the Holy Ghost, shut down gates of hell in my body, gates of hell in my mind, gates of hell in my soul, gates of hell in my spirit, allowing darkness and demons to flood my life, allowing oppressions, possessions, captivities of darkness to flood my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, shut them down. I believe you're praying like that. Thank you, Lord. Shut them down forever in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I pray for you by my authority in Christ Jesus. I decree that every gate of hell opened in your life, causing darkness and evils and captivities and devils to flood your life, I command them to shut down forever. Right now, in the name of Jesus, every gates of hell that is open in your life, that is not allowing you to enjoy your personal relationship with God, that is not allowing you to grow spiritually, allowing you to grow in the knowledge of God and His Christ, I command them to shut down forever. Now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, just as the whole earth and the whole world is filled with the porthouse of heaven. Yeah, such that I don't need to... I don't need to be where you are now for deliverance to happen to you. I don't need to lay hands on you for deliverance to happen to you. I don't need to touch you for miracles to happen in your body or in your life. Why? Because there are portals of heaven everywhere in the earth. So the power of God can just appear in your room. The angels of the Lord can just appear in your room and help you. Yeah, because the portals of heaven is in every way. Is in every way. So in the same way, the whole world is also filled with the portals of darkness, with the portals of demons, portals of serpents and scorpions. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. Thank you, Lord.
You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, let the fire of God and the blood of Jesus destroy every portal of darkness giving access for demons to operate in my life. You're going to say, let the fire of God and the blood of Jesus destroy portals of darkness, giving access to demons, to witchcraft, to agents of Satan, to serpents and scorpions to operate in my life. Let the fire of God and the blood of Jesus destroy them now. Begin to pray like that. If a demon is going to work in your life, it's because there is a portal, there is a network, there are ley lines, they are following, they are tracing a portal. If that portal is closed, they can't work in your life. They will be paralyzed. They can't even breathe in your life. The demons, the serpents, they won't be able to breathe. They won't be able to survive. If the portals, if the networks they are working with is shut down, they can't survive. Pray. 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 Say in the name of Jesus, let the fire of God and the blood of Jesus destroy every portal of darkness, giving access to devils, giving access to demons, serpents and scorpions to enter into my life, to operate in my life. Let the fire of God and the blood of Jesus destroy them now. Every portal of darkness, giving access to witchcraft, giving access to sickness and diseases, giving access to oppressions and captivities to happen in my life. Let the fire of God and the blood of Jesus shut them down right now. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray. Every portal of darkness, giving access to hardship, sufferings, pains, sorrows, poverty, to happen in my life. Fire of God and the blood of Jesus, shut them down forever. Destroy them now forever. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let it be so as you have spoken right now. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Yeah. We are still going to pray. Yeah, you need to also know that there are portals of darkness inside the food we eat. Portals of darkness in the water we drink. Because a lot of initiation happens inside the elements of this world every hour.
Devil claims the every element of this world. Devil claims them every hour. There are rituals going on in the realms of darkness every hour to claim every element in this world for Satan. So they have claimed everything. The water we drink, the food we eat, the kingdom of darkness, they are claiming them every hour. So that is why even through the food you eat, they can get you. Even through the water you drink, even the food you cook by yourself, they can get you. Yeah, they can get you. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of God and the blood of Jesus destroy every portal of darkness in the food I eat, in the water I drink, in the things, in every element I use, in everything I use on my body. Let the fire of God and the blood of Jesus destroy them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Nashigeda batashidea. Fire of God, blood of Jesus, destroy portals of darkness in everything that I use on my body. Portals of darkness in everything that I take into my body. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Blood of Jesus, destroy them now. Destroy them now. Destroy them now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, destroy them. Destroy them. Destroy them. Fire of God, destroy them. Blood of Jesus, destroy them. Fire of God, destroy them. Blood of Jesus, destroy them. Fire of God, destroy them. Blood of Jesus, destroy them. Portals of darkness in the air that I breathe in. Portals of darkness in the water that I drink, foods that I eat, everything I use on my body. Portals of darkness in them all right now be destroyed by the blood of Jesus and by the fire of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we're going to pray a formal prayer point. And then I will round up the session. Yeah. You need to understand that sometimes getting God's favor and God's mercy has a lot to do with what you are not doing than what you are doing. How will I put it now? Let me put it this way. Getting God's favor and God's mercy has to do with certain things you are doing that you have to stop. So you can call it repentance. Yeah, sometimes it has to do with certain things that you are doing that you need to stop doing than you trying to do some new things. Yeah, I don't know if you get it now. Yeah, so it has to do with certain things you have been doing that that have become part of your life, that have become an habit, that have become so normal Yeah, sometimes getting God's favor and God's mercy means stopping those things. Yeah, not that you need to do some extra good works, but just that God wants certain things in your life to stop. So if those things can stop, those attitudes, habits, actions, then you will get God's favor so quickly, in fact, so fast. Yeah. But the problem is, it becomes difficult for Christians to stop those things. Yeah, those are the things Christians don't want to stop. The things that they need to stop so that God can help them are the things Christians don't want to stop. So you're going to pray. Yeah. You're going to say, Father, I am willing to stop everything you don't want to see me do. You're going to say, Father, I am willing to stop. Help me. Help me. Help me. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, I am willing to stop everything you don't want to see me do. Everything you hate to see me do with my mind. Everything you hate to see me do with my hands, with my fingers. Everything you hate to see me do with my mouth, with my eyes, with my body. Oh Lord, I am willing to stop. Help me, in the name of Jesus, help me continue to pray like that. Help me. Help me, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Help me, Lord Jesus, to stop them. Wrong attitudes. Wrong lifestyle, wrong behaviors, help me to stop them. Wrong mentality, wrong mindset, wrong way of reasoning and thinking, wrong culture. Lord, help me to stop them all. I am willing. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have three more prayer points. Yeah. A lot of Christians today, I've been trapped in the depths of darkness. And that is why many things is not working in their lives. Hell, I know that place in darkness. There is a place in darkness that's, if you happen to be trapped there, you might fast for 200 days. Except God show you mercy, you might not be free. You might not be delivered. Yeah. Except God show you mercy. That is why in this ministry we focus so much on repentance and holy living. Repentance and holy living. Because this, that is the fastest way of deliverance. To repent and to live holy. Forget about fasting. Forget about men of God lay hands on you, cast out devils. Forget about praying for hours. Forget about all of that. If those two things I've mentioned is not established in you, you can fast for years and nothing will happen. Yeah, I mean nothing will happen. I'm talking from experience. I've gone through a lot in darkness, so I know what I'm talking about. Yeah, so you're going to pray. There are some depths in darkness that millions, because when I was in that realm, I saw how many Christians were there. You know, I was there, and then God brought me out. But when I was there, I saw not even millions, billions that are trapped there. And among them are pastors. Among them are general overseers, churches, ministries, trapped under darkness, deep darkness. Yeah, I mean deep darkness. And they don't know how to come out. Or maybe I should say they don't want to come out. So you're going to pray. Yeah, you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, according to your mercies, deliver me. From depths of darkness that have captured my life and destiny. Only the mercy of God, not even self-righteousness, only the mercy of God can get you out of that place. Only the mercy of God can get your family, can get your destiny out of that place. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, according to your mercies, deliver me from the depths of darkness that have captured my destiny. Depths of darkness that have captured my life. Depths of darkness that have captured my soul and spirit. Deliver me, Lord Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Deliver me, Lord Jesus, from the depths of hell, from the depths of death, from the depths of darkness. Jesus, deliver my body. Jesus, deliver my soul. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, deliver my spirit. Jesus, deliver my destiny from the depths of hell, from the depths of darkness. Deliver me, Lord Jesus. I repent today. Deliver me, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. Yeah, if God is lavishing his love on you, you also need to lavish your love on him. If God loves you so much, you also need to love him so much. So you're going to ask God to help you. You're going to say, Father, help me to lavish my love on you. Help me to pour out my love on you. Help me, Lord Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that.
begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, I love you and I want to express it to the fullest. Say, Lord, I love you and I want to lavish my love on you. I want to pour out my love on you. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me, Lord Jesus. Remove from my life every idol that is contending with your love in me. Every idol separating me from your love. Oh, Lord, I want to lavish my love on you. Help me, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Help me, Jesus. A true transformation begins when you begin to lavish your love on Jesus. That woman so much loved Jesus that she broke the alabaster box. Very expensive perfume. She poured it on the feet of Jesus. She was, you know, she wasted precious things on Jesus. Because she loved Jesus so much, she wasted her resources on Jesus. Because she loved Jesus so much. How much do you love Jesus? How much do you love the kingdom of God? Talk to God. Say, Lord, I want to express my love for you to the fullest. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me, Lord Jesus. Take away every idol in my life that is taking away your love from my heart. Take away every idol in my heart that is competing with your love in my life, in my heart, in my mind. Lord Jesus, help me. I want to lavish my love on you. I want to waste my life on you. I want to waste my resources on you. I want to lavish my love on you. Help me, Lord Jesus. Because I know deep in my heart that I love you. Lord Jesus, I know it deep in my heart that I love you. Help me to lavish my love on you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have one more prayer point, the last prayer point. You're going to pray. Yeah. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the sword of the Lord cut off every unrighteous bond, unholy bond, ungodly bond between me and this world. You're going to say, let the sword of the Lord cut off every unholy bond, unrighteous bond between my soul and this world, between my spirit and this world, between my body and this world, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Open your mouth and pray. Hanishigatihasirahandialashidega. Nisizarashidadagala.
Nebekekituzizuashina. Lili haridita. Mashenega di jisoa. Liliandria di shimanatajana. Let us sword of the Lord cut off every ungodly bond, unrighteous bond, unholy bond between me and this word, between me and the affairs of this word, between me and the pleasures of this word, between me and the system of this world. Let the sword of the Lord cut them off. Cut them off. Cut them off. Cut them off. Thank you, Lord. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let the sword of the Lord cut them off. Every ungodly bond, as it is written, what agreement is light with darkness? What agreement is righteousness with unrighteousness? O Lord of hosts, cut off every ungodly bond, every unrighteous bond between my soul and the darkness of this world, between my soul and the spirits of this world, between my soul and the wickedness of this world. Let your sword cut them off. Now in the name of Jesus, sword of the Lord, cut off the bonds. Now, I choose only to be bonded with Jesus, not with this world. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I'm going to be praying for you now. Raise up your right hand as I pray. O God of Israel, thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your glory. Thank you for your victories. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for everything you have released into our lives from your throne in heaven. Thank you for everything you have done during the course of this meeting. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for attacking the forces that have been attacking us. Thank you for wasting the kingdoms of darkness that have been oppressing us. Thank you, Jesus. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, I ask as your servant that even now, even in this hour, even in this moment, even right now, O Lord, show mercy. Show your mercy on everyone hearing my voice right now, everyone that have partaken of these prayers. O Lord, show everyone mercy in Jesus' name. I pray for you that your life shall be discovered by the power of God. Wherever your life has been captured in the realms of darkness, in the realms of death, in the realms of hell, let the power of God discover your life. Let the power of God discover your destiny, and let the power of God deliver you in Jesus' name. I pray for you that henceforth, from this moment onward, the kingdoms of darkness shall not be stronger than you. From this hour henceforth, the kingdoms of darkness shall not be stronger than you. You shall now be stronger than them. You shall oppress them. You shall destroy them. You shall plunder them. You shall consume them. You shall defeat them. You shall conquer them. Forever in Jesus' name, I come against every witchcraft spirit, an agent that is closely attacking you, every witchcraft agent and spirit that is closely attacking you, very close to you to attack you, I decree that the anger of God come upon them now. In the name of Jesus, the judgment of God come upon them now. In the name of Jesus. You shall not die untimely. In the name of Jesus, you shall not beg for bread. You shall not beg for food. You shall have surplus of everything you need in life and destiny in Jesus' name. Thank you for that, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.